This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves, and welcome to A-State Connections in the Created State podcast. This is Created State, making connections that count. In today's podcast episode, I talked to Professor of Metabolic Engineering, Dr. Fabricio Medina Bolivar, and to Biology Pre-Professional Major Lin Chi Ho. They talk about the research that revolves around the medicinal properties of plants. Starting things off, Dr. Medina Bolivar.
For all my life, I'm always curious about the medicinal properties of plants. So if we think about our current treatments, our current medications, a lot of them originating in nature, many of them originated from plants. And I'm originally from Peru. So in my country, we use plants as a source of medicine. So I grew up with that, so with that curiosity that took me into learning about how plant makes these compounds, that's how my PhD was when I did my PhD. And then when I moved to Arkansas, what I was really interesting is trying to explore that even more, trying to find chemicals that can be useful in human health. But I start to develop a new strategy. So most of the, if you just collect a plant, for example, a leaf from a plant from your garden, you may see what that plant is producing at that moment. So what I develop is a way to stimulate the plants to produce other type of compounds that only respond to some stress or some condition. That's only produced at that particular time. And by doing this, we have found compounds that have very unique activities as potential anti-cancer compounds, maybe leads for maybe Parkinson's disease, neuroprotection. But these are very unique classes of compounds that are only produced when the plants, what we call them, they are stressed or stimulated to produce them.
All right. And tell us about how you've been involved in this, if you don't mind, Lin Chi.
And so in Dr. Fabricio Medina Bolivar's lab, we work mainly with peanuts. And so they stress these peanuts in order to produce these compounds that, like he said, has different properties such as anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-obesity, and such. So what I use are these compounds to, and looking at their anti-cancer properties in cancer cells, and maybe we can use these as an aid for curing cancer.
Wow. And people may not think that, you know, peanuts, you can really do that.
Right. It's really interesting. When you think about the peanut, no, most people don't think of peanuts as a medicinal property. No, they think peanut butter or other things like that. Even some people think of elephants.
Sure.
Right. But anyway, but what is very interesting, the peanut plant, when it's growing in the field, it protects itself from diseases. Now, for example, some fungus want to attack the peanut, and then the plant defends itself to produce a compound. This type of compound chemically is called a stilbenoid. And what we have found is that a peanut plant produces very unique classes of stilbenoids. One particular stilbenoid that is very famous, very popular, is resveratrol. And that's the one that has been associated with the health benefits of drinking red wine. But curiosity, the peanut produces resveratrol, but also modifies the resveratrol to produce something that is more available for your body, what we call more bioavailable. That means your body can use this more effectively and produce different classes of this type of what we call analogs or relative of resveratrol. And those are the ones that our students in my laboratory are currently testing for different applications. And Lynch is currently working on cancer, triple negative breast cancer specifically.
All right. So kind of tell us about, as you've been in the lab and all that, what are some things you've been doing in your roles in this place?
Well, like you said, we've been using these derivatives of resveratrol and seeing if, because these compounds are more available and easily consumed for humans, to see if these compounds are going to be better for killing these cancer cells than resveratrol would be.
Okay. So how has she been doing so far in this part of the research?
Well, it's been amazing her performance. I mean, we normally have lab meetings once a week, and she started in my lab just last semester. No, she joined me. She sent me an email. I didn't know her. She sent me an email saying that I think she was referred by another student that recommended my laboratory. And and then as soon as I saw her resume, her qualifications, I invited her for a talk in my office, and then I was very impressed, really, for what she has done and what her answers to some of the questions that I did. Then she started working with one of my other graduate students in my group. And they've been working very effectively, very, very nice team together. And just, I don't know, maybe just 4 weeks into the research, she was able to present in the lab, and grasp the entire concept of the techniques, of the tools that we have developed over years. Many other students take more time to get into a lab and be able to talk and present in the lab meeting very properly with everything that we have done over the years. So I was very impressed from that. And now she's going to be presented at different conferences and so on. So it's been a great opportunity for her to really showcase what she has learned in the laboratory.
I know you got to be excited about the upcoming presentations.
Excited, nervous, scared, all of the above.
No, but it'll be good, I promise. It'll be a lot of fun. One thing that people, and I guess this is something that when you think about crops that are grown in Arkansas, I know peanuts have become more of a crop that has been grown. And at one point, people would have thought, you think of cotton, you think of rice, you think of soybeans and wheat, maybe corn, but peanuts being grown. And now we're seeing that Arkansas is becoming a major player in the peanut crop here in Arkansas.
Definitely. That's something very important. Actually, I took my lab to a peanut farm this summer because we actually, in the laboratory, what we do, we don't actually grow the peanuts in soil or in pots. We develop a system where we only grow the roots. So if you go to my laboratory, you will see flasks full of like spaghetti, and those are the peanut roots that are growing there. And we don't mess with the soil or anything growing in the field. So we just take that. So a lot of people in my laboratory never even have seen how the peanuts are growing in the soil. So we went to the peanut farm to really see the process of how they harvest the peanuts. Some people don't even realize that the peanuts growing in the soil. No, when they have the flowers, then they send the flowers and the fruits develop inside the soil, the pots. And so that was a great experience. So overall, what we're trying to do, I think, is connect also with the peanut farmers. Now that we have identified some of these very unique compounds that have potential benefit for your health, whether we can also increase those type of compounds in the peanuts that we eat, right? That's something that will be very important for the future. No, because as I told you at the beginning, these compounds are only made when the peanuts are stressed, only under certain conditions. So the peanuts that we eat don't have those, or they have those at very, very low amounts. So we need to find ways also we can translate this novelty into the peanuts that also we eat.
All right, that's fantastic. So obviously the benefits by way of how this can potentially make a difference in the communities that we serve, wow, how amazing that could be by way of health and agriculture.
Definitely. It's producing value added to the crop. I think it's, as you mentioned already, the peanut industry is growing tremendously here.
Yeah.
So I think it's the momentum right now to find different ways in which we can make of the peanut crop something that even be enhanced with this type of compounds, so that will provide a value added. Okay.
Lin Chi, how does it feel to be part of that kind of research that will be, that can make a difference in people's health, make a difference in people's life, and fight cancer?
It's actually really cool because I never thought that I would actually be able to think about things like this and have such an impact on the community, because it just seems so big and I'm just one person, right? So I think it's really cool.
So is this like your first research project that you've been involved
Yes.
in? How has that process been going for you by way of your thoughts on how the research has been going so far?
Well, I came in maybe a year or two after this project has already been started, and so I was completely new at this research. I've never worked in the lab or anything. And so the graduate student that I'm under, she had to go slowly, teach me everything step by step, explain everything to me. And it was a lot, but I think it's really worth it.
Very good. And so is this something that you want to continue to do by way of doing more research in different areas? Or maybe in this area too?
Maybe. I'm not too sure yet.
But it definitely is eye-opening. I mean, this kind of research is definitely eye-opening. It's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why Arkansas State is a great place for undergraduate students to come, that way they can get their hands involved in research like this.
Yes, I think the university has provided so many ways to help undergraduate students to be involved in research. Just from the beginning, I had students that, many of my students actually started even just from freshman year. They came for a tour at the Arkansas Biosciences Institute even when they were in high school, and they decided, well, we need to come work in this laboratory. That was a recruitment tool for them. And as you said, mostly because they see the impact of what they can do when they do this type of research. You know? Even their contribution is part of the work of a team and to solve a major problem. So anything that they do, it really adds to the team and to the overall goal of our research.
How did you come to Arkansas State, Lynchy, if you don't mind, please?
I've lived in Arkansas for about 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so where I live, I grew up in Batesville, Arkansas, which is about an hour and a half from here. So when looking at colleges, I looked at where they were relative to my home, and Arkansas State just kind of seemed ideal because it wasn't too far or too close, and I had a lot of opportunities. And when I toured here, it just seemed more connected as like a community, and they were very welcoming. Plus, we've got a medical school right on campus. My goal right now is to go to medical school and become a doctor, and so that was definitely a benefit.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I could see you just kind of going right there at MIT. That's great. So working together on this project, first of all, Dr. Medina Bolivar, how has it been working with her on this together? Of course, I know you work with a lot of students that with this particular bit of research, how has she been doing? How's it been like collaborating with her and working with her
well,
on this?
Well, I think Lynn Chief has been fantastic. I mean, she's very reliable, very dependable. She will always be very respectful also of people's time, very organized. I think she's a great student. I think I have probably had more than about 50 students over the last years that I have been working with. Right now, I handle a laboratory where about 14 people in my lab right now, including undergraduate and graduate students. I'm being always blessed to have a really good team of students over the years, and they keep coming and coming. Sometimes I say, oh, I cannot handle too many students, but I do it. So I am able to manage all this group of students. Many of them just come and volunteer. Other ones are taking courses, other than doing thesis. But I think they are very motivated because they see that what they are doing contributes to a major goal. I think something that can benefit, as Lynchy said, to the community, society overall.
And how does that make you feel? Kind of describe for us what it's like when you're seeing all those students in the labs. They're working on these things. You've been working with the students, and now they're actually getting their hands in it mm-hmm. and doing that and kind of helping you with some of these research projects. What is that like to be able to see all of that?
I think it's an amazing feeling when you see the student the first day when they don't have any background, no research experience, no lab experience. And then after years, how they develop that independency to start doing their own work, to develop the critical thinking to solve problems. As many of my students started from freshman, finished, and now they're taking some really good positions outside when they have left the university, when they have graduated. Seeing that process of growth, it's a great gratification. For me as a professor, seeing that I've been able to motivate and provide that mentoring to the students and see how they have responded is a lot of gratification.
And she has been like working with him about with these things, and how has he helped you in the process?
I think it's wonderful. He really makes us think about what we're doing. He doesn't just give us answers. He makes us think through process, and that, I think, makes us grow more as a critical thinker, as a person. And he provides us with whatever we need. Anything we ever need from him, he'll always help us out.
Very good. Thank you both for coming up. Before I let you run, is there anything else you would like to add about this, please, sir?
Well, I think I would like to say that I'm very thankful for Arkansas State University to keep providing these tools, incentive for undergraduate student research. I think this is something tremendous.
Professor of Metabolic Engineering, Dr. Fabricio Medina Bolivar, and Biology Pre-Professional Major Lynchy Ho. To hear more interviews like this one on the Created State podcast, you can subscribe at the podcast page on KASU.org, also available on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, also available on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast. Please tell others about the podcast and leave us a review review, as we'd love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Thanks for listening to the Created State Podcast.